Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
And my next guest is the first legal whiskey maker from County Wicklow ever, I think. And he makes the Fearn Cullen 15-year-old single grain whiskey in the Powers Court Estate. And that's now a recent award winner of the prestigious World Best Grain category. But with Donald Trump slapping tariffs on all European imports and threats out there to hike it up to 200%, many in the whiskey sector are pausing or reducing output all over Ireland. John Cashman is the head of brand at Powers Court Distillery and a recent Whiskey Hall of Fame inductee. And you don't even play a musical instrument.
No. It had to do with whiskey rather than my musical prowess.
Tell us more about Fearn Cullen.
Well, Fearn Cullen is a brand of whiskey made in the Powers Court Distillery. We've been operating since 2018. We've been distilling since May 2018. However, like a lot of distilleries starting up, we had to source some liquid to begin with to allow us to launch some whiskies. Fearn Cullen is the name of our brand, and it's the old ancient name for all the area around Powers Court. Oh. From Bray all the way across the Tallis, North Wicklow, South Dublin, were known as the lands of Fearn Cullen. The Sugarloaf Mountain, which figures prominently on our label, in ancient Ireland was known as O'Coolan. So Fearn Cullen is the anglicised version of Fearra Coolan, meaning the men of the mountains, or men
wonderful.
Of the Wicklow mountains.
And you stressed the grain, and you won your award for the grain. For the uninitiated, what's the difference between a single malt, which we're aware of, and a grain?
Well, if you look at the Irish whiskey as like an umbrella, and that's the part that keeps the rain off your head. So Irish whiskey is over there, and that umbrella is held up by four spokes. These four spokes are all individual elements of Irish whiskey. And of those, there is grain whiskey, malt whiskey, pot still whiskey, and blended whiskey. So malt whiskey is a whiskey that is made from 100% malted barley. And if it is all produced in one distillery, it is a single malt whiskey.
Yeah, which the Scotch celebrate.
They do, and we have our own Fearn Cullen single malt whiskey, which was the first whiskey legally made in County Wicklow in over 100 years. Grain whiskey, however, is something where the core ingredient is something other than barley or malted barley. And in the case of our 15-year-old grain whiskey, which we sourced from the Cooley Distillery in County Louth back in 2017, it is made predominantly from corn or maize. It is 94% corn or maize with 6% malted barley. It's distilled slightly differently as well.
And does it make it slightly sweeter?
It does. I mean, if you think of grabbing a corn on the cob and throwing it on a barbecue, hopefully this weekend we're in barbecue weather, throw it on the barbecue and you bite into that. You got the sweetness and you got the char effect of the of the sugars burning and the corn as well. Think of those flavors with our whiskey, with our 15-year-old whiskey, and then you're on the way to the flavor profile.
Would it be fair to say that yours is not is a premium whiskey, i.e., you need an extra few bob to buy one of those?
Absolutely, but we have everything. Our Fearn Cullen Falls blended Irish whiskey is around the €40 mark, whereas this 15-year-old is €80. When you think about it, €80 for a 15-year-old whiskey, that whiskey has been in a barrel for over 15 years. We've used two different styles of barrel, predominantly ex-bourbon barrels, but I've also finished it in some ex-Madeira casks as well from the island of Portugal. And of course, one of the islands of Portugal. And of course, Madeira is most famous for the home of Ronaldo.
It was famous for his cake as well. But
It is. And the wine. Madeira wine in Victorian era was one of the most popular styles of fortified wines in the British Empire. So we use some of those barrels to add an extra layer of flavour. Kind of think of Christmas cake, dried fruit spices, and that comes into this whiskey along with the sweetness of the corn element. So 15 years in barrels, €80 is quite a reasonable price.
Do you sell much in the United States?
We do. Thankfully, we started in the United States just over 2 years ago. So we're not, all our eggs aren't exactly in that one basket. It does account, however, for about 23% of our revenue last year.
So it's insignificant.
Not insignificant, but we are diversified across many different markets. China's doing very well for us, as is the European Union, Germany, Scandinavia. In fact, I was with an entire German media crew yesterday in the distillery. So, we're watching with interest what's happening in the United States. And, you know, there was free trade on spirits between 1987 and 2000 and 2008. And, you know, collectively, the US and the European spirits industry increased by 450%. So we certainly would advocate for the return to free tariffs, free trade between the two regions.
And yet it doesn't look like it. There is talk about distilleries and gin makers pausing or, you know, reducing production because of the threat of tariffs?
It's not only because of the threat of tariffs. Post-COVID, there has been there was certainly an oversupply of spirits worldwide. And so far as people came out of COVID, and a lot of distributors thought, oh, everyone wants to go out again, so we'll just start stocking up on spirits, beers, wines, whatever. But people didn't go out like they used to. And we're seeing that across lots of different markets. So it's not just the tariffs. It's also that post-COVID sort of slump. But also just cost of goods. I mean, since the Ukraine war, cost of grain has increased, cost of energy has increased, cost of glass has increased, barrels have increased.
Cost of glass, has it stayed high?
Yeah, it has.
Because energy has come back a bit, but energy glass has stayed high, is it?
Glass has still stayed high. And we're actively looking at reducing the amount of glass that we use in our bottles now, but for sustainability reasons primarily. But it certainly helps in the overheads.
In terms of going forward, younger people tend to be drinking that little bit less as well. So it's not just a post-COVID thing. There's a generational shift going on there. They're kind of more body conscious than Generation Xers like you and me. Does that worry you?
Not so much. I mean, certainly whiskey. There's less calories in a whiskey than there is in a pint of Guinness. So in that regard,
hope you're
listening,
Diageo.
But people are drinking less, but you know, the old cliche, they are drinking better. So they're going out, and instead of having you know, a rake of pints, they might have a few nice cocktails with a good whiskey, like a good classic old fashioned using a Forcullen 15 or a Forcullen single malt. So no, we're not overly concerned by it. People are still going out, and we're very much in the off trade. So people will go out and purchase a nice, decent bottle of whiskey, which will last a bit of time, something to share, something to enjoy, something to talk about with friends.
And can you get it in the supermarkets for Cullen?
For Cullen Falls and for Cullen Single Malt are available in all the multiples across Ireland. For Cullen 15 is, however, more in the independent off-licence trade, but we do sell it around the world as well.
Okay. Thanks very much for coming in, John. That is John Cushman from Powers Court Distillery. That's
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.